Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Before I start my message, I want to remind you that we need to base our walk with the Heavenly Father on His calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. In my biblical calendar page at henrywalker.org, I talk about when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars, and also when each feast day begins and ends on both calendars up to the year 2020 also. In my book, Noon, I talk about some of the blessings that are in the Word that the Father did in those months and how He wants to repeat them. And for example, we're in the 11th month. In the 11th month of the year on the Hebrew calendar, the Father's calendar started at 6 p.m. on January 10th, and it ends at 6 p.m. on February 9th. And in my book, Noon, in the 11th month, I talk about some of the blessings in that month. For example, He encourages us, the Father encourages us to go in and possess our purpose or inheritance, and He speaks a multiplication blessing into our lives. Also, He pours out on His people mercy, deliverance, restitution against their enemies, cleansing, new authority, and He brings more people into our lives to help us in our purpose and our destiny. So it's important that you read my book, Noon, and use that in conjunction with my biblical calendar page. It's so very important, and I'll tell you how to get this book later on. But today I want to talk about the so-called mystery of the Trinity. What is the Trinity, and is it a mystery, or is it not? And I want to explain to you from the series of messages, and especially in my book, Demystifying the Trinity, which I'll explain to you later on how to get that too, that the Trinity is the Father manifesting Himself as a Father, in a Son, as the Holy Spirit. It says in John 4:24 that the Father is Spirit. It says in John 17:11 that the Father is Holy. It says in Ephesians 4:4 that there's only one Spirit. So the Father is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a function of the Father. It's the Father in us, enabling us to live a holy life. Remember the Bible says that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived. Well, we know that the Father is the Father of Yeshua. But the Father had to overshadow Mary by His Spirit because she was a sinner, and He spoke the Word into her womb, and the Word became flesh. Just so important that you realize that in Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's saying that the Godhead is easily understood, clearly seen. So it is no mystery. Matter of fact, in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that don't know the Father and that they obey not the gospel of Yeshua. It's so important that you know the Father, that it's all about Him. Genesis to Revelation is all about Him. It's about our Daddy. Our Daddy is inside of us, not only protecting us, He's enabling us to live a holy life. As we turn our flesh over to Him, He mortifies the deeds of our flesh and conforms us into the image of Yeshua. It's all about your Daddy. It's all about your Daddy. It's so important that you realize who He is. One of the problems is that people understand the humanity and divinity of Yeshua. When He says the Father is greater than I am, He's talking as a man. Let's go to some more examples here. In Luke 2:7, Yeshua was born a baby. That's His humanity. But He existed from all eternity in Micah 5:2. He grew mentally, physically, and spiritually in Luke 2:52, but He never changes in Hebrews 13:8. He was tempted by the devil in Luke 4:2. He cast out devils, Matthew 12:28. He hungered, Matthew 4:2, but He's the bread of life in John 6:48. He thirsted in John 19:28, but He gave living water in John 4:14. He grew weary in John 4:6. And He gave rest, Matthew 11:28. He slept in a storm in Mark 4:38. That's His humanity. But He calmed the storm, Mark 4:39-41. He prayed in Luke 22:41, but He answered prayer in John 14:14. He said He has no power in John 5:30, but He had all power in Matthew 28:18. It's important that we realize that Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh and need to understand His humanity and divinity. The Bible says in Revelation 4:2, there's only one sitting upon the throne. The Father that we're going to see throughout eternity is in the face of Yeshua. And some more scriptures showing you that Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh is in Isaiah 40:3. There's a prophecy that a voice would cry in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahweh. In Matthew 3:3, John the Baptist prepared the way for Yeshua. In Zechariah 11:12, the Father said that they would weigh his price at 30 pieces of silver. He said in Zechariah 12:10, that they would look upon him whom they pierced. Yeshua was pierced and sold for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 26:14-16. You see, it's all about your Father in Yeshua. It shouldn't be in the Old and New Testament. It's all one Bible. It's all about our Father, our Daddy. And see, Thomas was the first person in the Word to recognize who Yeshua really was. Peter called him the Son of God. But Thomas saw him after he rose, looked at his wrist and his side, the holes, and said, he's my Lord and my God, my Yahweh and my Elohim. Hallelujah. In John 8:24, Yeshua said, unless you believe that I am, you're going to die in your sins. Exodus 3:14, the Father told Moses, I am that I am. And Yeshua also said in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. He's the I am. Revelation 1:17, Yeshua says that he's the first and the last. Isaiah 44:6, the Father says that he's the first and the last. Colossians 1:13-17, Paul said Yeshua created everything. Malachi 2:10, the Word says the Father created everything. It says in Colossians 1:15, Yeshua is the image of the invisible Father. Colossians 1:16, Yeshua is the creator of all things. Verse 17, he's before all things. Colossians 2:10, we are complete in him. Also, the titles that are mentioned about the Father all are fulfilled in Yeshua. We mentioned on previous broadcasts about the word Jehovah is a 16th century word that some man came up with. And Hovah, H-O-V-A-H, in the Strong's Concordance number 1942 and 1943 means wicked. So you don't want to call Yahweh Jehovah, you're calling him wicked. It says Yahweh Yireh. See, there's no J in the Hebrew language, so it's Yahweh Yireh. It's not Jehovah Jireh, it's Yahweh Yireh that the Father sees in Genesis 22:14. We know that he provides, and a lot of people think it means that he's our provider, which he is. The Father saw the obedience of Abraham and willing to sacrifice his only son Isaac. He put a blessing upon Abraham and his seed. But Abraham also saw Yeshua hanging up on the tree on there, on that same mountain, when he said that the Father himself would provide a lamb, he told Isaac. So Yahweh Yireh means he sees. And Yeshua saw Nathanael in John 1:48, a long distance away, and Nathanael was so amazed, he called him the King of Israel, in John 1:49. The Father is our rapper, our healer, Exodus 15:26, but the Father healed all diseases through Yeshua. The Father, our Nissi, our banner, our victory over our enemies, Exodus 17:15-16. But we're more than conquerors through Yeshua, Romans 8:37. The Father is our Makadesh, he sanctifies, Exodus 31:13. But Ephesians 5:26, Paul says that we're sanctified through Yeshua. The Father is our shalom, our peace, Judges 6:24. But in John 14:27, Yeshua says that he gives peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. It's so important that you realize this, that it's all about a daddy. And on these broadcasts, I'll answer some of the questions you may have about, first of all, about the right hand of the Father and Elohim. And all these questions are answered in my book, The Mystifying the Trinity, and I'll explain to you later on how to get them. But it's so important that you realize that it's all about your daddy. He wants to worship in spirit and truth, and the devil wants you to think he's a mystery. You can't approach him. The term God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost are not even mentioned in the Bible. It's all about God the Father. Again, the Trinity is the Father manifesting himself as a Father, in a Son, as the Holy Spirit. It's all about him. The enemy just wants to cloud your mind and interfere with your worship of the Father, not knowing who he is. See, it's the Father in you that's enabling you to live a holy life. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's our protector, but he's also, in his role as the Holy Spirit, enabling us to live a holy life. It's so important you realize that and not be basing your belief on tradition. And I can't understand a mystery, you know? And some people say, I don't know who to pray to. But you pray to the Father, name Yeshua. It's all about your Father. The three persons came from Babylon with Semiramis, Nimrod, and her son, Tammuz. And Constantine brought that into Christianity in the 4th century. And most believers believe in the three persons without even studying, without even going to the Father about it. But this is in your hands today. You have to study. You have to pray about it. It's so important because your relationship with your father is so very important, and he wants to enhance that. And that's why he has me ministering this message to you today, so you can understand that it's all about him. It's all about him. There's so many contradictions about this three persons doctrine. Because if the Father and the Holy Ghost are two separate persons, Yeshua has two fathers. Matthew 1, verse 18 and 20 shows that the Holy Spirit is his father, but John, 1 John 1, 3 shows that the Father is. If the Father and the Son are co-equal, why did Yeshua pray to the Father? We know that Yeshua, that was his humanity. How can the Son have no power except what the Father gives him? John 5, 19, 30 and 6, 38. How can they be equal? Well, these are some of the contradictions that people believe in three persons have. Bible says there's only one throne in heaven, Revelation 4, 2. Yeshua sits on it, Revelation 1, verse 8, 4, 8. If there are three persons, why aren't there three thrones? Only the Father knows the day and the hour of the second coming of Yeshua, Matthew 4, 24, 36. Does the Father know something that the Holy Spirit doesn't know? In all the epistles, Paul uses the term, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't mention the Holy Ghost, but if the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, the term Holy Ghost should be mentioned. But it is, because the Father is the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is another title for the Father. Just want to bring this to your attention today. I want you to pray about it, because your relationship with the Father is so important, and there's no mystery about who he is. It's a mystery about his attributes, how powerful he is, and so forth. But as to who he is, it's very simple. It's all about him. But let's put your hand on the radio. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there with a healing, deliverance, anointing. Father, I ask you to open up their eyes to this message, Father, that they know who you are and worship you in spirit and in truth. And we just give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want you to hear some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. I've written three books about the first of seasons, talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one with the exception of three. My book, Noon, which I mentioned to you, talks about the months of the year on his calendar and how the things he did in the Word in those months, he wants to repeat them in those months, and how the different hours of the day that he did so many tremendous blessings in the Word, he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day, and you need to know those hours. And also, there's a certain hour that his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that, but it's all based on how the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Evening and morning were the first day in Genesis 1. I need to know that. So you start your day at 6 p.m. That's when you start praying for the day up ahead. And again, my book, Demystifying the Trinity, explaining the Trinity to you as the Father, manifesting himself as the Father, in the Son, as the Holy Spirit. And it's so beautiful when you understand it's all about your daddy. Yeah, in 1 Timothy 3:16 says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, not the mystery of our Father, but the mystery of his attributes, how powerful he is. The Father was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So it's all about our daddy. These books I mentioned, including the Mystifying the Trinity, you can get these books by calling me. First of all, you can get them at our course, which is $5 each. If you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. And if you have any questions, too, 772-801-3677. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you, your Father, than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
I believe in miracles.
Get ready for an awesome one night of miracle crusade with Apostle Ronald Solly, January the 30th, 2016 at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking.
It is Jesus! It is Jesus!
Jesus, I can hear! Jesus, I can hear!
Do you want to experience the unlimited flow of God's power? Well, this is the place to be, and the place is in Port St. Lucie, January 30, 7 p.m. For more information, give us a call at 561-337-9018. 561-